Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word Ministry. I'm so glad to be with you tonight. I give God praise and I give Him glory and I give Him honor because without Him, I'm nothing. And I thank God for allowing me to be able to come before you once again. He has kept me. Once again, He has blessed me with life, health, and strength, and clothes in my right mind. I give God all the glory because all glory and honor is due unto His name. And I pray, praise God, that you've been blessed and that you've been holding on, praise God, and staying before the Lord. Because in these days and time, we need the Lord on our side. And tonight, I'm not going to prolong the time, but I really want to talk to you tonight about something that's so important to every one of us, whether we're saved or unsaved. But we need Jesus in our lives. For what is coming upon the face of the earth today, my friend, we're going to need Jesus more than ever before. Because there's things that is lurking in the dark that is about to come to the light. And we must be ready, and we must, praise God, have the Lord in our life and anchored to that solid rock. And I'm afraid, praise God, many is going to miss it because they don't see what is getting ready to happen. They have no idea what is about to happen. They are totally in the dark. But you see, the Lord Jesus Christ said that I would not have you to be ignorant, my brethren, because He wants us to be knowledgeable of what is going on around us. But tonight I want to talk to you about you must seek God in prayer. Because prayer is the only way that we're going to be able to communicate with the Lord and He communicate back to us. That is your communication line, prayer. Prayer, praise God, is one of the most important tools that we can use in this world today. Prayer is one of the ways we release the will of God in our lives. We should pray with understanding. But Father, as I come to you tonight, Lord, I'm asking God to let this word come forth tonight with clarity, understanding, and that it may touch some heart and touch some mind, God, that it may seek in, praise God, and give them, praise God, the direction to turn, hey God, from their wicked, evil ways and seek you now while you yet can be found. There's coming a time that you will not be around. But, oh Father, prepare us for the coming events, my Jesus. And I will give you praise and I will give you glory. Father, touch some unsaved loved one. And let them know that you're the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. You do not change. You don't change, Lord. You're the same. And you come. You came to those that was in need of a physician. And you would desire that every man be saved. It is not your will that no one be lost. Where if they are lost, they are lost because the devil has blinded their eyes unto the truth. Open their understanding. Open their understanding, Father. For God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And I bless you tonight. But tonight I want to say to you, we should pray with understanding. In 1 Corinthians 14:15, understanding, praise the Lord, the will of God will help us pray correctly. The word of God is the will of God. We are not to be wise and unwise, but understanding of what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5:17. Prayer always helps us walk perfectly and completely in all the will of God. Colossians 4 and 12. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Yes, Jesus. Hey, God. And Proverbs 18:21. Right words are forcible. Job said it in 6:25. The words we speak are spirit and life. John said it in 6:63. We can be snared by the words of our mouth. We need to articulate the thoughts of God by praying and confessing His word. Isaiah said it in 55:8. God's word releases thoughts, released through our tongue, and will cause His power. What power? The power of God to manifest in our lives. And tonight, praise God, I'm going to go to you, praise God, and sometimes we have to go to God and we need to confess. A confession is good for the soul. But tonight, I want to say to you, the confessions, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in the judgment, I condemn. Isaiah said it, 54:17. I am established in righteousness, and oppression is far from me. Isaiah said it, 54:14. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the God to the pulling down of the stronghold. Corinthians stated it, 10:14. Hallelujah. I take the shield of faith and I quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Ephesians said it in 6:16. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and God, and use it against the enemy. Ephesians stated it, 6:17. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed from poverty. I'm redeemed from sickness. I am redeemed from spiritual death in Galatians 3:13. I overcome all because greater is He that is in me. He's in me than he that is in the world. You see, I know where my strength comes from. I realize where my strength comes from. I know who is my strength. It is the Lord God Almighty. Yes, He is my strength. And then I take on the shield of faith, and I quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Ephesians 6:16. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and I use it against the enemy. Ephesians 6:17. And I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed from poverty. I'm redeemed from sickness. I'm redeemed from death. I overcome all because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. First John 4:4. I stand in the evil days, having my lion's girdle about with the truth, and I have the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. My feet are shod with the gospel of peace. I take the shield of faith. I remove, I cover, praise God, and I am covered with the helmet of salvation, and I use the sword of the word, which is the word of God. Ephesians 6:14-17. God, I thank you. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God, His dear Son. I'm related. Yes. I tread upon serpents and scorpions and all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt me, according to Luke 10:19. I do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Oh, God. And 2 Timothy 1:7, I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. My hand is upon this neck of my enemy. Genesis tell me that. in 49:8. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over, and good, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Psalms 23:5-6. I am anointed. Yes, 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 yes. I am anointed to preach and teach, to heal and to cast out demons. Yes, Jesus. Jesus did it. I receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I reign in life through Christ Jesus. Romans spoke that to me in 5:17. I have life, and that more abundantly. John said in 10:10, I walk in the light as he is in the light, and the blood of Jesus cleansed me from all sins. You see, it doesn't matter what people think, what I used to be and who I used to be, but the blood of Jesus has cleansed me from all sins. John said it. John made the statement in 1 John 1:7. I am the righteousness of God in Christ in 2 Corinthians 5:21. I am the head and not the tail in Deuteronomy 28:13. I shall decree a thing and it shall be established in my life. Job had a saying this in 22:28. I have favor with God and with man. Luke 2:52. Wealth and riches are in my house, and my righteousness endures forever. Psalms stated it. 1:12-3. I will be satisfied with long life, and God will show his salvation to me. Yes, Jesus, thank you. And I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And I abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Psalms 91:1. No evil will befall me, and no plagues shall come near my dwelling. My children, my loved ones are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. Isaiah stated it very well in 54:13. I am strengthened with the might by the Spirit in my inner man. Ephesians 3:16. I am rooted and grounded in love. I love my enemy and I pray for them that despitefully use me. In Ephesians 3:17, I bless my natural enemies and I overcome evil with good. Matthew's taught me that in 5:44. But Father, as I come to you now, Lord, the confession has been stated. Now, Lord, I come to you, Father, to break the curses and the casting out of generational spirits. Because, Father, I have no idea what my grandfather's done in their dying lounge. And what praise God, vows they made. Father, I don't know what curses they, praise God, they made. But Father, I come tonight to break the curses and the casting out of generational spirits. And I am redeemed from the curse of the law in Galatians 3:13. I break all the generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, adultery, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction. In the name of Jesus. I am commanded, and I do command, all generational spirits that come into my life doing concept of in the womb, in the birth canal. You see, praise God, coming out the birth canal, you meet these spirits on the way. They're standing waiting, praise God, to try to take over. But Father, even in the birth canal and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus, I break all spoken curses and negative words that I have spoken over my life in Jesus' name. I break all curses, oh God, and negative words spoken over my life and by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. I command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, adultery, witchcraft, false religion, praise God, lust, perversion, to come out of my life in the name of Jesus. I command all heretic spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sicknesses, infirmity, diseases, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of my life in the name of Jesus. I break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. No, and I have no legal right. Yes, they have no legal right to operate in my life, you generational curses, from down in my downline. You are destroyed. You are destroyed. Yes. You are destroyed. You no longer can operate in my life. I bind and I rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that will try to operate in my life because of my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I renounce all false belief. Hallelujah. Yea, God, yes, Father. All false belief and philosophies inherited by my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break all curses on my finance from any ancestor that cheated or mishandled money in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of sickness and diseases and command all inherited sicknesses to leave now. In the name of Jesus. And through Jesus, my family is blessed. Through you, Lord, my family is blessed. In Genesis 12 and 3, I renounce all pride inherited from my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break all oath, vows, and pacts made with the devil by my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break all written curses that would affect my life in the name of Jesus in 2 Chronicles 34 and 24. And I break every time release curse that would activate in my life as I grow older in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Yes, I break every curse of Balaam hired against my life in Jesus' name. Lord, turn every curse spoken against my life into a blessing. I break all generational rebellions that could cause me to resist guidance of the Holy Spirit. I break, praise God, all broken curses of debt spoken by people in authority over my nation, over my home, over my dreams, over my children, over my businesses, praise God, hallelujah, over my mind. And I break the curses of death spoken against the people in America, God. America, praise God, we are not what we're supposed to be. But, oh, Father God, you able, praise God, to help us to line up, praise God. And, God, we curse, praise God, and we break every curse in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we disannul the ungodly covenants. We disannul the ungodly covenants. I break the disannul all ungodly covenants, oaths, and pledges that have been made with my lips in your name. In your name, Jesus, I renounce and break all ungodly oaths made by my ancestors to idols and demons and false religions. Hallelujah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. or ungodly organizations in the name of Jesus. Matthew said it in 5:33. I break and disannul all covenant with death and hell made by my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul all ungodly covenants made with the idols of demons, my ancestors, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I break and disannul all blood covenants made through sacrifices that would affect my life in the name of Jesus. I command all demons that claim any legal right to my life through the covenant that came from my ancestors to go and no return no more and to be, praise God, I speak death to them in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul any covenant made with false gods and demons through the occult involvement in witchcraft in the name of Jesus through my ancestors. I break and disannul all spiritual, praise God, activities, praise God, that would cause, praise God, incubus and succubus demons to attack my life in the name of Jesus, oh God. I break and praise God. I break and disannul any marriages to any demons that would affect my life in Jesus' name. I break and agree with you, Father God, in Jesus' name. I break all agreements with hell in the name of Jesus. I have to have a covenant with God through the blood of Jesus. I am joined to the Lord, and I am one spirit with him, and I break all ungodly covenants and I renew my covenant to God through the body and the blood of Jesus. Father God, I divorce myself from any demonic claims from my ancestors that was passed down through generations that would claim my life through any ancestors' covenant in the name of Jesus. And I bind and I cast out any family demon, yea, God, that would allow my life to attack my life through the ancestors' covenant in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But devil, you lost. You have lost the battle. You have lost the battle. You have lost the battle. Hallelujah. For you have, praise God, no battle. You have lost, devil. You have lost it. Hallelujah. And God, I am grateful today, praise God, because I know, Father God, that it's all you, God, that you, praise God, because of you. Because of you, God, we're able, praise God, to come to the throne of grace boldly and, praise God, confess and plead. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for your blessings. I thank you, Father God, for your word. And Father, because you have denounced all the demonic, praise God, that the devil has brought forth in our downline through our ancestors. Father God, we speak this night the prayer, the blessing, praise God, in favor over my life, hallelujah, over my family, hallelujah. For Lord, bless us and keep me. Make your face to shine upon me and be gracious unto me, Lord, and lift up your countenance on me and give me peace in Jesus' name. Make me as a Ephraim and a Manasseh in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me be satisfied with the faith and filled with your blessings. Lord, command your blessings upon my life. Give me revelation and let me be blessed. I am the seed of Abraham through Jesus and Jesus Christ and receive the blessings of Abraham. Lord, in the blessing and bless me in the multitude and multiply me as the stars of the heaven and the sands of the seashores, O God. Let your shower of blessings be upon my life. Turn every curse sent my way into a blessing. Let your blessings make me rich. Let all nations call me blessed. Let all generations call me blessed. For I am the son of God, praise God, to you, praise God, in the blessing of the Lord. Because, Father, you stated there's neither male nor female in Christ Jesus, but we are all one unto you. And, Father, I live in the kingdom of the blessings. My sins are forgiven, and I am blessed. Oh, Jesus, Lord, you daily load me. You daily load me daily, Father, with your benefits, and I am chosen by God. I am blessed. My seed is blessed. Let me inherit the land. I am part of a holy nation. Ah, and I am blessed. Lord, bless my latter end more than my beginning. Lord, let your presence bless my life. Ah, Jesus, an awesome God. Let your presence bless my life. I drink the cup of blessings. Lord, bless me and cause your face to shine upon me, that your way may be known unto the earth and your saving health among all nations. Let me, praise God, and let my land yield increase, and let the end of the earth fear you, for I know you favor me because my enemies do not triumph over me. Lord, be favorable unto my land. Lord, grant my life in favor. In your favor, Lord, make my mountain stand strong. Lord, I entreat your favor. Let your favor cause my horns to be exalted, Lord. This is my set time for favor. Ha-ha, ye God, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that you bring unto me and my children. Hey, and visit me with your salvation. Oh, Father, visit me with your salvation. Lord, I entreat your favor with my whole heart. Let your favor be upon my life as a cloud of a latter rain. Yes, Jesus, let your beauty be upon my life and let me dwell in your favor. I am highly favored. Lord, let me receive extraordinary favor because of who you are. Yes, because of who you are. In my life, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for giving me, Father God, a double portion. Yes, thank you, God. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for you, Father, are the author and the finisher of my faith. It's you, Jesus. It's you, Lord. All honor and glory belongs to you. You are the true and the living God. There is no other. There is no other. I'll bow to the true and the living God. Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your word. You are life. You are the bread of life. And I thank you. Bless you, Father. I bless you now. I bless you now. There is no other God that I'll bow to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Father, I bless you now. I bless you. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You are worthy to be blessed. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy, O God, to be announced. You are God. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. And Father, I ask all this in your name. Amen and amen and amen again. I pray, praise God, that the words, praise God, touch your heart. That you will realize that the Lord is all you need. Seek him. Get in the place with him. And he will meet your every need. God, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's our formaker, the beginning and the ending. Lord, touch some unsaved sinner. Let them know the worries will be over. The stress, praise God. The depression, yes, 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 yes. Someone is going through a depression right now. Don't do it. It's not worth taking your life. Turn to Jesus. He will give you a new life. The devil is a liar. Do not obey. It's not worth you ending it. It's not over. It won't be over. It'll only just begin. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you, Lord, to intervene right now. Right now, Lord. Right now. Intervene. If you want to send, praise God, a prayer request, you can send it to olastarling@gmail.com. olastarling@gmail.com. It's not worth the life. If you take your life now, be a big mistake. It's not worth it. Give it to Jesus, and He will work it out. He will work it out. Tell God to come. Lord, you take it. I can't handle it. Take it, God. Yes, 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 yes. For the devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's not worth. It's not. That's not how it should go. Give it to Jesus. He got a new life waiting for you. I pray that you seek Him right now. So, Lord, take it. Make me your child, and you be my God. And old things will be passed away. And behold, new things will take place. You be blessed. If you care to write your prayer request, you can send it to olastarling@gmail.com. You be blessed. You be blessed. Hey, God, Iboko de Bazagadabo, she did a bar. Gadabo, she gave a dandy. Oh, Father God, for devil, you are a liar. You will not have that soul. I speak life. I speak right now, Father God. The angels of God begin to minister right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of depression, I speak death to you right now. Death to you right now. Die. Spirit of depression, go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go in Jesus' name. Yes,